John Babbs, a retired attorney and social worker, lives on a six-acre homestead in southern Carroll County.
So I had been concerned or wondered where all the bees were for years. My wife Rebecca has this fantastic garden, and you know, we wouldn't see any bees.
So last fall, Babs asked his neighbor, who's an avid beekeeper, to set up some hives near his wife's gardens. His neighbor refused. Instead, he offered to teach him how to do it himself. So Babs went to a farm auction, bought some hives, then organized a local beekeepers group. 50 people showed up, a mix of rednecks, he says, Mennonites and hippies.
End result, we ordered 100 packages of bees. And so Carroll County now has 100 more hives of bees than it had 6 months ago. So it's really exciting.
John Babs now has 9 hives of his own and counting.
Jackie, I want you to come meet my girls here.
Wearing white jumpsuits, heavy gloves, and veils, we walk behind a row of green boxes. They look like tall, narrow dressers, and they're humming.
So those are the girls.
How many are in there?
You know, a hive can have as many as 60,000 bees. So open the lid a little bit, put some smoke in there. Now you see I'm prying this loose because they seal it with something called propolis. Let's see, now you can hear it.
The frames inside the top doors are filled with blonde wax comb bulging with honey. The bottom doors hold the queen and her nursery of baby bees in their intricate wax cribs.
And look at all the ladies just working all over there. They work so hard. When you hear busy as a bee, it is an apt metaphor. They are really busy.
Bees also require fresh water, so John Babs built his bees a waterfall. These hives are really healthy, but all around the country, millions of others have been stricken by colony collapse disorder, turning them into virtual ghost hives. It started in the fall of 2006. Adult bees went off to work to collect pollen, but for some reason couldn't find their way back home, leaving their queens and all the youngsters to die. Commercial beekeepers who haul their hives to monocropped farms are the most impacted. Ed Levi inspects beehives around the state. He's an apiary specialist with the Arkansas Plant Board.
This year, in the early spring, the Apiary Inspectors of America, along with USDA, did a survey. And we came up with 36% were lost this year. That doesn't mean that they're all through this colony collapse disorder, but that was the total loss when the normal loss is around 10%.
Levi blames bee diseases like the Israeli paralysis and Nosema virus, parasites that cause HIV-like illness in bees, and pesticides, which they collect in plant pollen and nectar. Marianne Frazier, a senior extension associate at Penn State University, is studying the effects of pesticides on honeybees. Her lead research is indicating that some pesticides kill outright, but others are more systemic.
What we're worried about with some pesticides, and this includes the neonicotinoids, but is not only the neonicotinoids, is the possibility of sublethal effects, that these pesticides are doing things to the bees other than causing immediate death, that they are interfering with their immune systems, their ability to fight off infection, that they can interfere with their ability to navigate, to orientate, you know, to find the location of their home, to learn. With honeybees, it's very critical that they have the capability to actually learn the location of their nest to be able to return back to that nest.
Which could account for why bees are abandoning their hives. But Frazier says science has not yet zeroed in on one specific group or class of pesticides.
So we're looking at the wax of the bees, so the wax combs where the bees are living, as well as the pollen that they're consuming. We have found 84 different pesticides. So it's not one, class, it's not one group. And as a matter of fact, you know, the neonicotinoids have been very, very small number. I think only in 7 samples have we found, of pollen, have we found the neonicotinoids. So again, the problem is that it's a lot of pesticides.
The mono agriculture is also to blame, says Arkansas apiary specialist Ed Levi.
We don't really think that the genetically modified crops or anything like that is causing the problem, but the monocultures, the fact that we have these huge farms that have nothing but one crop and they're using herbicides to kill all the other plants that are around, the bees are forced to eat one thing day in and day out, and therefore they're not getting a balanced diet.
Levi says unlike their hobby bee cousins, which rest in the wintertime, commercial pollinators don't get any vacation time, so that adds another level of stress. The latest Arkansas bee census counts 12,000 colonies with 1,400 registered beekeepers. One commercial beekeeper was hit hard this year, as were a few hobby hives. Despite the growing threat, the USDA claims there are still plenty of honeybees to go around, but bee advocate Sherilyn Stalling is very concerned.
Confidor, merit, admire, legend, bravado, encore, gaucho, premise, connect, evidence, leverage.
That's Stalling speaking bravado, in her online short film Disappearance of the Bees, warning consumers about certain pesticide brands. The Carroll County resident started collecting and translating reports on colony collapse disorder when it first appeared in France a decade ago. She's compiled all her information online at beeandgarden.com. Stalling says everyone can do something to help the bees.
Okay, what can we do to help the bees? One, plant a bee garden. And I'm talking about wildflowers or flowers like lavender, mints, herbs like rosemary and marjoram, or any of the flowers that bees love.
Stalling also suggests planting native wildflowers along roadways, in abandoned fields, or even in your backyard. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.